are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Hello, Next on Scene. It is an official Next on Scene weekly update. I know it's Friday. By the time you're listening to this, it will either be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whatever day of the week, but I hope you enjoy it, as I am noticing that when I come on and do some motivational spiels, I'm getting really good traction. And I don't really, like I always say when I come on, I don't really like to come on and do a lot of self-promo. I'm actually very shy when it comes to personal things about myself. That's why I showcase people all the time, because the direct spotlight isn't always on me, if that makes any sense. But so yeah, I'm being very vulnerable right now and coming on and talking about building a business from the bottom up and learning the ins and outs of like failure to success. So currently on my Instagram stories, I'm doing 30 days to 30 as I'm 18 days closer. So if you're good at math, you'll know when my birthday is. But I've been really reflecting on the past decade and all I've been through, and I think more people need to do reflection. You know, currently in today's world, we're so focused on being hard on ourselves, like what's next for us? What are we focusing on in the next year? Like, why can't we just be more present and realize like how far we've come as individuals, as business owners, as real people? You know, like I feel like we just need to be more real. A lot of people get so caught up in, you know, what's next? I mean, just like I said, I mean, I know it's the concept of everything that I'm doing and I'm all about showcasing people and I think it's so important to spotlight it, but I also feel that it's really important to be present and acknowledge how far you've grown. And so today I wanted to highlight about reflection. So in the past decade, I relocated to a new state, as many of you know, if you've been listening to my shows for a while. I launched this amazing podcast with over, you know, almost 400,000 lifetime listeners, which is absolutely insane. I'm so grateful. And I really solely came here, like, as you've known prior, with nothing. I came here not knowing a soul person in the entertainment, public relations world, or even event world for that matter, because my background really mainly was in event planning at the time. So I really had to learn from the ground up. And the world of social media, like if there's any advice I can give you from this episode today, is to really utilize social media. If you are not a social media person, it's time to get on social media and utilize it, because there is so much knowledge and people sharing so many things that are just extraordinary, like so extraordinary from all over the world. And if you don't utilize it, you're missing out on such a huge market of even learning like how to turn on your television if it's broken. Like it sounds retarded, but just from YouTube videos, like I learned how to build this podcast system. I built a magazine all from YouTube. So that's what I'm saying. Like when you really put your skills into something, if you're really unfamiliar, social media can answer things for you. Just like Google is really funny because you can literally type in the silliest questions. They always got something to say. Really, like even better than Siri, because Siri sometimes can't answer your questions if you're an iPhone person like myself, which I get annoyed with Siri, so I officially shut her off. But that aside, Google can really answer a lot of questions, if not majority, 99.9% of the questions that you have. So my advice today is to really utilize social media and what the internet has to offer. So even beyond social media, the internet, like I said, has so much to offer as well. So from the decade of reflection, so I built this podcast in 2015, and then I launched my own business because my clients really flourished from the podcast, and so they started to hire me for monthly work, and that was amazing. And then, you know, I plateaued for a little while, as any normal business owner would, and especially within the first 3 years. I mean, I remember when I first started out my company, the first advice my mentor said to me at the time was, you know, it's going to really take 3 years for your business to really take off. And if there is any validation I can give you being in business 4 years, it is so true. So if you're feeling like you're going through lull periods, I mean, even people that are really successful and have been entrepreneurs for a while, we all go through it, especially, you know, being sole proprietors and owning companies, even if you have many employees, you know, sometimes you're not always making the income because you gotta, you know, pay your employees. So I think that's just part of the journey, and it's all a learning curve, which is a positive thing because life is about challenge and how you face your challenges, right? So I'm all about that. So back to the reflection. So I worked at the Chamber of Commerce for a couple of months. I launched the magazine in 2016, which was a whirlwind of an experience. I mean, this is really where my business started to take off because I was connecting with people that I never would have connected with otherwise. So I'm truly blessed about that. And another form of advice that I have is to really utilize your Instagram, as I even started teaching Instagram classes, just because I've gained so many clients and worked with so many celebrities through that outlet. So really, I'm a huge advocate to message people on Instagram and really step out of your comfort zone because you really never know who's going to respond to you. Right now you might have nothing and they're not reaching out to you anyway or responding. And if you just take that extra step and cater to them, you'll be amazed at the return on your investment, of your thought investment. That's really what I meant, because you're not really spending money to message people, but I have a lot of advice today. So that was another form of reflection that really allowed me to blossom my magazine. So I watched some YouTube videos, I built my magazine, and the first issue I featured Mark Wahlberg's private chef, Chef Lawrence. He is such an amazing guy. If you are on Instagram, be sure to check out Chef Lawrence Duran. He's such a great guy. And he showcased some of Mark's favorite recipes, one of his favorite recipes. That was so, so fun. And that was my first issue in May of 2016. And we had a launch party on a yacht. Yes, it was amazing. It was such a cool experience. Catherine Applegate, I haven't seen or talked to you in a long time, but if you ever do listen to this episode, I hope you're great. I know you moved to Florida, but I am so grateful that you gave us that platform to launch an amazing product, as this is going to go down in history and I will never forget that. So thank you so much. So I launched the magazine, and the whole concept at the time was called Get Seen. So we were showcasing all different types of people that were looking to get seen. Products, places, people, all of that good stuff. And it was a great concept. And then in 2000, probably like right after I held my first fashion show at Down in Boston in September of 2016. And that is when the magazine really blew up and my exposure blew up. We were on Dirty Water TV and we were getting, you know, different press coverage and stuff like that. It was so amazing and so rewarding. But as you grow, you get people that don't like you. And that's just part of the journey, right? So I started to get threatening emails from a local publication, and being totally transparent here, it was very scary. I mean, I was so new in the entrepreneurial route and launching this magazine with all good intentions, not thinking that it would affect anyone. And they were really bad. They were really scary emails. And thank God that my husband is a lawyer and my whole family's lawyers, that I was able to protect myself. And it took me some time. And Jonathan Berger, who is an amazing trademark lawyer, he's been in a few of my issues, he helped me trademark Next On Scene. So one night I was at dinner with my now husband, and we were brainstorming, like, what else, if Get Seen can't be trademarked, because everybody has Get Seen Studios. I mean, I think there was a place in Atlanta that had Get Seen Studios and it was a tagline, so we weren't able to trademark that. But what else would be similar to that concept? And that was when Next On Scene came about. We were like, well, you're all about showcasing, like, who's next for designers. I mean, your fashion shows are all about, you know, designers that are new and up and coming, and you're all about showcasing new and up and coming products, my husband was saying. So I was like, you're so right. So he was like, what if you make it Next On the Scene? And I was like, wow. So that was when the Next On Scene baby began. And that was in, I think, the end of 2016, middle of 2016. I don't really remember, but I wasn't able to get it trademarked until the threat started to die down. So it officially was official in 2017 in October. So we're almost at 2 years, which is really exciting. So you can really overcome bullying. And I think that's part of a journey that a lot of people go through, and a lot of people don't talk about it. But I'm totally open to talking about it because I've overcome it. And anytime somebody has something negative to say about you or to you, you have to take it as like a growing point in your life, you know, like not everyone's gonna like you, and the more successful you become, you're gonna have people that aren't gonna like you because they want to be where you are and they can't be happy for you. It's unfortunate, but it's life. And you find a good group of people that want to support you because they're on the same energetic level as you and they want to get successful in their own light, and those are the people you want to be around. If you get a negative vibe about somebody, you have to follow it and cut ties with them, because I talked about this, I think, last week on my Motivation Monday show on Facebook, but you have to, because they're only going to drain your energy. They're not going to bring anything positive to the table for you, and they're not going to help bring anything to bring you to the next level of where you need to be. So that's my advice. So you can overcome any challenges that come to you. It's all about your mindset and knowing that, like, you're going to get through it. It might not be on your timing, but it will. And I could tell you, you know, a year in now that I'm almost trademarked, I am so rewarded. It's like, it's such a rewarding feeling to know that you can own a brand that's your own and nobody can ever take it from you, you know? So like, that is truly amazing. And if you are listening to this show and you're thinking about launching a product or launching a brand that you haven't done yet, I really recommend that you consider trademarking it and reach out to Jonathan Berger. He is truly, truly amazing and can really help you protect your brand. So yes, I highly recommend trademarking because it allows your brand to be yours and no one can ever take it from you. And if they threaten you, well, that's a good sign because it's yours and they, you know, their loss. So yeah, so that's my advice. So that was part of my reflection journey. So like I said, it's almost been a year of being trademarked. So that's really, really awesome. And then what else was in my reflection? So I got trademarked. I held my first fashion show. That was so amazing. I held my first wedding expo, which was like 40 vendors and a couple hundred people. It was like, that was an incredible experience. I mean, to get brides to go to an event, being a, you know, previous bride myself up until like 4 weeks ago, it's really hard to recruit a bride and it's really hard to find brides to get to go to an event. Believe it or not, you would think it would be like, oh my God, I'm looking for, like, you know, so-and-so, like, unless you know somebody who knows somebody. Like, a wedding is such an important time in people's lives, and a lot of people I'm finding are really about word of mouth because, you know, whoever your friends use or your family members know, I mean, that's in everyday life, isn't it? Or even in your business, like, you're just really, you really trust their instincts and you like to hear who people went through personally from their experience. So that's why it was hard, but it ended up being really successful and I stepped out of my comfort zone, and that is my advice continuously. By taking a chance at that, people got vendors for their wedding. They made amazing connections. I mean, I could tell you now, like, I met some vendors and brides at that event I had never known prior. I am working with so many of them now on a regular basis. So it's really awesome when you step out of your comfort zone and really have no idea what the forefront of the outcome is going to be, and then you see the long-term effects of it. So things might not always look good immediately from the forefront, but the long-term benefit when you take a chance is always worth it in the end. Always. It might not feel it initially, but it always is in the end. So that is really another form of advice that I have. I'm full of advice today. So that's another part of my journey that was really cool. I also have made amazing friends, and I am really, like, really thankful, because when I moved here, I was literally within the first year and a half of living here, I was like, get me the heck back to New York. I was like, nobody likes me. And I feel like I'm a pretty outgoing person in general, but when you feel like you're the outcast and you have to go into a place not knowing a soul person, that's very intimidating. If you're feeling that, like, you are not alone, because I was there, but I can really promise you that it pays off. It does. It doesn't feel like I said with everything else, like, it doesn't feel like it in the forefront, but in the end, it pays off. Mine took me about 4 years, but I found a core group of girls that I can call at any time when I need something, and I'm truly grateful for that. So it always works out in the end. It really, really does. So I'm really grateful for that to cross my path on this journey, relocating and starting this business in this decade of my 20s. And I also started to take up more cooking classes, which was really cool. So I also learned from, like, my husband's aunts and YouTube videos, and Pinterest is just freaking amazing for recipes. I'm sure anybody who's listening that's a Pinterest fan, you can vouch for that. But absolutely love Pinterest. I also came across Isagenics and Jen Block, who's been so valuable to me throughout, you know, the last 2 years. I have had indigestion issues for so many years. And if you are suffering and feeling this and you're listening to this, please reach out to me because I have so been there and it is the most uncomfortable feeling. Uncomfortable and not good, and everything is off when you don't feel good internally. So if there's anything that I could do to help you, it's to share this amazing product with you. So I started Isagenics almost a year and a half ago now, and it truly has been life-changing. I mean, I was never even able to eat dairy, tomato sauce, gluten, and now I can eat all of it, and even though my body doesn't agree with it all the time, I don't have the feelings I used to feel. Like, I can eat it and feel great after. Like, great. Like, as great as I can, because I'm not eating it on a regular basis. I'm eating more nutrients with the Isagenics products that I'm taking, and I love the cleanse days. I know people get intimidated by cleanse days. At the end of my cleanse day, I'm probably not the best representative to say this, but I can tell you firsthand, like, I'm making a turkey burger and vegetable fries, and they sound like vegetable fries. They are real French fries. They are legit real French fries. They're crunchy. They have potato in them. They're just with gluten-free, dairy-free ingredients, which are, like, amazing, and they're called veggie fries. So if you are a fry person and you're looking for something great, I know Steph Kim, if you ever listen to this, you can vouch for it. So definitely look into it. It is absolutely amazing. So yeah, I got more into cooking and I had a whole lifestyle change. I mean, I've lost 20 pounds at this point, which has been so amazing. I mean, I feel internally the best I've ever felt. I think ever. And it sounds crazy because I think I've always fluctuated with my weight. And for the first time, I feel really good inside. And I feel like that's why things, you know, I was just talking about this today with Amanda. Hi, Amanda, if you're listening. So when you are feeling good internally and you're taking care of yourself externally, everything else attracts. All the right people, places, and things that you need in your life attract themselves to you. And for the first time this past Wednesday, I held a Next on Scene event that was one of the biggest ones and most successful ones I have ever had outside of a fashion show. So I am so grateful that all of these people that keep showing up and new faces that are attracting to the brands, like, we're all here to help each other. This is not a one-person show where it's all about you. It's not all about one person. It's a support group that really is all about showcasing who's next. Why are you next? You know, like, what makes you different and where can I help you? And that's really what we're trying to do here. We're trying to create this community to help attract amazing people. And what's better than that, right? So I just wanted to come on and talk about that. And if you are listening to this, please check out the Next On Scene community on Facebook, because all the people that have been on my podcast, in my magazine, on my social media platforms, I have attracted all of us into a group. And we all are such high energy that it's just so amazing to work with one another. I mean, I literally think we are probably 30 away from 1,000, and we've been a group now for only a year. So everybody's interactive and it's so awesome. It really is. It's amazing to see how interactive everyone is. So that too. So I got into cooking. I did a whole change of lifestyle and I'm trying to think what else. I did multiple fashion shows. I did two more, which were really, really successful. And I met Gronkowski and Big Poppy and Maria Menounos. And I worked with Padma Lakshmi on Top Chef. I was the assistant stylist on Top Chef when I first moved here. That was an amazing experience. And she wanted to hire me to go back to New York within like 3 weeks of me moving to Boston. And I was like, this is incredible, but I just moved here. So I would love to go back with you, but I can't reverse. Like, I just feel like I moved for a reason and then I would have to go backwards. And she felt bummed about it and like, but I was really flattered. So this is a top secret I've never told anyone, but that legitimately happened. It was really cool. She is amazing. I just felt like the timing was off and it wasn't meant to be. And obviously I was meant to open my own business. So I was really great that that was part of my learning process, but that was really, really cool. So yeah, I think there's just been a lot of positive changes and a lot of growing pains. I also want to discuss how impacting it was to go back to a part-time job and then be able to say that I'm going to take my business full time. That was a really big step for me in my business. I mean, this past January, I can tell you that I was making more money than I was at my part-time job. And my husband was like, Jackie, it's time for you to just be on your own and make your own money. You're doing better than at your part-time job with it combined. And I was like so flattered. And I really feel like, you know, sometimes there are steps back, but it leads to five steps forward. So when I first, you know, stopped working on Top Chef when they went back to LA and New York, and I had to take a part-time job because I was in a lull period and I was trying to figure out what was next, it was a really good learning experience. I made so many more connections, and I really took my old skills and I brought them back to a whole new level, and it allowed me to take my business to the next level, which allowed me in 2018 of January to fully be self-employed. So you really, if you ever feel like you're taking a step back, you're not. It's a part of your journey, and it's going to lead you to your next stop. So I did just want to come on and talk about that I really am fully self-employed now, and this journey has just been truly, truly rewarding. So the decade of my 20s, as I have like 17 days to go, I think at this point, has been truly inspiring. I mean, like I said earlier, I just can't even wait to see where the next decade takes me, because to do all of this in my 20s, I'm so excited to see what I'm capable of doing in my 30s. So also got my dog, who's been so life-changing in my life, Hershey. She's on Instagram, Hershey to the Rescue, if you ever want to check her out. She's amazing. She's my biggest fan. Whenever I have podcasts, she's sitting on the guest bed behind me. As you know, my studio is in my guest room closet. So it's true love that she's always here to support me and be my biggest fan. I'm so grateful for that. I also got engaged to my best friend after 5.5 years. And after 6.5 years, we just got married last month. So that was absolutely beautiful. The journey was not the funnest journey. Wedding planning is not really fun, but in the end, it all worked out beautifully. Everybody, you know, stepped up to the plate that needed to, and it was a beautiful, beautiful day. And we also just got back our wedding video with like over 3,000, I think we're almost at 4,000 views. So thanks everybody who's been watching. That was pretty cool. So yeah, it's just been a beautiful whirlwind of a year. And I'm topping off to turn 30 in Italy, so I'm really excited to be doing that very soon for our honeymoon. So I'm really grateful that I get to top off my next decade in a new country. Or is it a country? I don't even know. Continent? Oh, guys, I don't even know. Don't expect me to know these things. But anyway, so yeah, I'm really excited to be in a new place for my birthday that I've never been. I'll be in the Amalfi Coast at that point, so that's going to be really exciting. So yeah, it's been an amazing, amazing journey. I also went, oh my God, I went to the Emmys with Melina Cortez, who's one of my really close friends. She's amazing, an incredible designer, and she is really blossoming, and I'm so happy to be a part of this journey with her, and she's doing a huge, huge fashion show in the Dominican. It's the biggest one there in October, and I am petrified of hurricanes. So I'm praying that there's not a hurricane at that time, because I would really like to go. So everybody cross your fingers for Melina and I. Well, Melina's gonna go regardless because she's fearless, but me, I have some fears myself, and hurricanes is one of them. So I'm going to play out how I feel at that point, but I'm probably going to end up going, to be honest with you. So that's something on my agenda that I'm really excited about. And I also recently in April took Melina. We dressed one of the top producers of The Real for the Emmys. We got to go to the cocktail party. We sent dresses. Also Gabby Natalie, who's really big in the Latina world, we dressed her as well. And it's just been such an amazing, amazing experience to see all of that come together. I mean, Lisa Liu and Nikki are so awesome, the producers of the daytime Emmys. They're so great to work with, and I was honored to help them out where I can. And that was an amazing experience in itself. And we worked also with Luxury Ride Car Services and Ace Elite Services. I mean, let me tell you, those car companies are incredible. They take care of you like top notch. You are royalty when you work with them, okay? So I mean, if you didn't listen to my Daytime Emmys podcast, definitely do that because it was such a great experience. I got to interview Emmy nominees, stylists, some sponsors. I mean, people are just so inspiring. There's so many interesting people in the world. And if you don't travel and if you don't step out of your comfort zone, you're missing out on so much. Life is too short. Continue to live big and dream big because there is so much to do and so much to see. So yeah, I know it's been a long spiel, but that has been my year. It's been really fun. Also, my husband and I went to the Dominican. It was his first island trip ever in his life. And we went for a friend of ours' wedding. It was absolutely amazing. If you have never been to the Majestic in the Dominican, I highly recommend that you go. All-inclusive vacations are the most relaxing vacations. You know why? Because everything's prepaid. As I'm snapping over here. Everything's prepaid and all you got to do is tip. And as Americans, we're very generous because, you know, we're all about tipping. And every dollar in the Dominican is worth a lot of money to all the servers. So you give them $5, $10. They are so grateful for everything you're doing for them. So just know that if you travel there. So yeah, I really am so grateful that I could come on and share my decade of my 20s, my highlights. And I'm so grateful for all of you that have been along this journey with me. I can't even wait to see what the next 10 years has in store for us because to do all that we've done in the past 10 years has been incredible. I just can't even wait to see what the next 10 holds. So I hope you guys all have an amazing Labor Day week. I know we head into Labor Day in the next week and a half, so that's going to be really awesome as one of my best friends is getting married in less than a month now. So we have her co-bachelorette, I think it's like a Jack and Jill or something, next weekend. So, you know, the next couple weeks are going to be busy. And then I'm in Italy, so maybe I'll do a podcast from there. So stay tuned. I'll do some live coverage. That'll be really fun. But other than that, that's what's going on, my friends. So I wish you all the best, and I will talk to you soon. Stay tuned for what's next and who's next on scene.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@gzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at GZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.